Welcome everybody. My name is Mickey Coward and this meditation is being presented on Sunday the 26th of March 2017. Thank you so much everybody for being here this morning. There is no biorelativity next Sunday as it's David Miller's lecture. Now today we will be using the golden ball technique given to us by Giuliano in his recent biorelativity meditation to help cleanse the Pacific Ocean of radiation from the Fukushima plant. Giuliano asked us to look at biorelativity and how it contributes to planetary healing. In particular, we want to focus on the accident at Fukushima that is dumping radiation waste into the waterways and oceans of this planet. Part of the healing of this radiation problem must include the healing of the noosphere, because many people who are in control of the nuclear technology do not have an enlightened awareness of the dangers. One of the great issues of our time on the Earth is the denial that people have about the environment and about the dangers to the environment. Why is it that the people who are in power on this planet do not put the idea together that radiation, high exposure of radiation and the biosphere and the living of the biosphere do not go together? There must be a control. There must be a definitive supervision of this radiation. But even when people involved in this nuclear technology say the radiation is controlled and safe, they still don't understand. We, the Arcturians, are saying that this radiation, the nuclear power, the opening up of the atom, is so complex that humanity does not understand the dangers and the complexities of nuclear energy and nuclear radiation. It is not really a political issue, but an issue of survival for the entire planet. Survival for the entire world. Think about the galaxy and think about how there are so many sources of radiation throughout the solar system, from the sun, from gamma rays, from explosions. Yes, it is true that the galaxy itself is a dangerous place, and you as a planet are protected by the atmosphere. You are protected by the magnetic energy field of the Earth, which shields you from harmful radiation. So radiation is all over the galaxy, all over the universe. What is allowing humanity and the biosphere on the Earth to exist is the protection of the energy field around the Earth. And it is the protection of the atmosphere. Part of the solution lies in humanity's openness and humanity's higher consciousness and humanity's understanding and putting together and making the connection that radiation and the biosphere can be extremely dangerous. The radiation affects the etheric energy field of the Earth. It affects the noosphere of the Earth. The radiation is not only in Fukushima. There are examples throughout the whole planet where governments have dumped high nuclear material into the ocean, and nuclear submarines that have been decommissioned lying at the bottom of the ocean. However, we will focus on the primary source of radiation exposure and toxicity on this planet Earth, which is Fukushima. So now, let us all begin Everyone, please take in a deep breath. And on the exhalation, release all dense energy out through the soles of your feet into the earth. Imagine a silver cord extending from the base of your spine and see it gently descend into the earth by a few feet. Check that all the four bodies of your aura are in balance. Say to yourself, all the four bodies of my aura are in perfect balance with each other now. We call on Juliana and our Arcturian guides and ascended masters to work with us now. We call on the Ring of Ascension to assist us now. And let us open our DNA codes out loud by singing Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveyach, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveyach, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zeveyach. Ehi Yeh Asher, Ehi Yeh. Let us take a moment to merge with Giuliano. Using your arcane energy, place a golden shield of light around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear planet, power planet in Japan now. This is a quantum golden Omega light energy field, which is now around the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. It is 2 miles in diameter, and it is now placed as a gigantic dome of etheric fifth-dimensional quantum light around the power plant. We visualize the dome of golden light, of quantum healing light around the power plant now. Let us spend a few moments visualizing this. Golden etheric Omega dome of light around the Fukushima Daiichi planet, power planet, power plant now. See this golden dome of Omega light around the whole area now. See a hole in the center of the plant where the meltdown had occurred. Visualize the hole closing up where the leakages are now. It takes Omega light to seal. See a closing of the hole and stopping the leakage. See a closing of the hole now. The Arcturians with their etheric tools of light send down specialized technicians from the fifth dimensional to seal that hole. And again, we will go into meditation. Feel your arcane power, your light, your energy. Now, with Giuliano, we will place the golden dome into the Earth's newer sphere. The etheric energy field of the thoughts, emotions, and ideas. Together, we send a second duplicate etheric dome into Earth's newer sphere as an energy of awakening, of protection, of expanded consciousness that will awaken humanity to the dangerous practices of nuclear technology, weaponry, and power plants. Now, let them see. Let those in power see that the dying of the fish and life in the Pacific Ocean that is now occurring is from the radiation leakages. Just like the person who is smoking finally realizes that if he wants to live, he has to stop smoking. Let this thought enter the newer sphere now, that if humanity wants the ocean to survive, he must stop putting radiation into the waters. Let that awakening, let that insight be brought now from the new sphere into the consciousness of all leaders, business people and scientists. Let it be brought into their consciousness now. Now, with Giuliano using his fifth dimensional technology, we place a golden ball, an etheric golden ball of light, and drop it into the ocean right at the Fukushima plant. This etheric golden ball absorbs and removes all radiation from the waters. It is 1 mile in diameter. Now at the speed of thought, this 1 mile in diameter, golden omega ball of light travels around the ocean, filtering the water and absorbing all the radiation now. As we are speaking and meditating, this ball has traveled at the speed of thought around the whole Pacific Ocean, up and down the coastlines of America and Australia, and it has gathered and absorbed a huge amount of radiation. Giuliano now takes this ball, lifts it out of the ocean, and throws it deep into space outside of the Earth, past the moon, closer to the sun, and the ball discharges all of this radiation now. Giuliano takes the ball back. It is 1 mile in diameter and brings it back to the Earth. He places the ball at the nuclear facility at Fukushima again, and it absorbs and filters all the water. Then, at the speed of thought, Let this ball go through the whole of the Pacific Ocean. See you traveling at the speed of thought along the northern coastline of Alaska, past California, along the Mexican-California coast, down the coastline of South America, across to the coastline of New Zealand and Australia, up to Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, the islands of Japan, and up the coastline of Russia and back to Alaska. As this ball of a meager light is traveling at the speed of thought throughout the whole of the Pacific Ocean, it is absorbing a tremendous amount of radiation. See it doing this now. Giuliano takes this ball again, lifts it out of the ocean and throws it deep into space, outside of the Earth, past the moon, closer to the sun, and the ball discharges all this radiation now. The radiation is released. We will do this one more time today. The ball returns. We place the ball at the Fukushima power plant, right at the point of the biggest discharge of radiation. The ball absorbs all the radiation, and then at the speed of thought, the ball travels all through the Pacific Ocean, absorbing all the radiation leakages. The ball is traveling at the speed of thought. It can travel great distances in a nanosecond. And this 1 mile diameter ball has the ability to absorb tremendous amounts of radiation and discharge it. The ball is then picked up by Giuliano and thrown deep into space, out past the moon, and discharged harmlessly close by the sun. This is an excellent exercise for biorelativity to purify and cleanse the radiation and filter it. Now we have this etheric ball in the ocean, to be activated any time you want by the biorelativity team. This etheric ball is also placed in the Earth's newosphere to serve as a wake-up call, a stimulation for those to awaken and to act to save the ocean life from harmful discharges of radiation. It is wonderful you are open to be planetary healers. It is you who are seeking the spiritual balance that makes connection to the survival of the Earth's biosphere. And the more that the media know that there is a group of planetary healers, the more positive effect your work will become. For soon, everyone is going to acknowledge this need. This technology of biorelativity and planetary healing exercises. We will now bring our focus back to our bodies. Check that we are here in our 3D bodies and that we are fully grounded. We thank Giuliano and thank all our Arcturian guides and thank our ascended masters. We thank the Ring of Ascension for assisting us. And thank you, all of you wonderful light workers, for being part of this most important and powerful meditation.